In science, the teacher asked me to count the number of kids in the classroom, so she'd know how many pairs of safety goggles to get out of the closet. So I made a big show of counting everyone in the room except Chirag. Well, that really set Chirag off. He got up and started yelling, and it was really hard to stare straight ahead and act like he wasn't there. I wanted to tell him that we never said he wasn't a human being. It's just that an invisible human being. But I managed to keep my mouth shut. Before you go and say I'm a bad friend for teasing Chirag, let me just say this in my own defense. I'm smaller than about 95% of the kids at my school. So when it comes to finding someone I can actually pick on, my options are pretty limited. And besides, I'm not 100% to blame for dreaming up this idea. Believe it or not, I got the idea for Mom. This one time when I was a kid, I was playing under the kitchen table and Mom came looking for me. I don't know what made me do it, but I decided to play a joke on Mom and stay hidden. Mom went all around the house calling my name. I think she must have finally seen me under the kitchen table, but she still pretended she didn't know where I was. I thought it was pretty funny, and I probably would have stayed hidden under there for a little while more. But Mom finally got me to crack when she said she was gonna give my gumball machine to Roderick. So if you want to point fingers on the invisible Chirag joke, now you know who's really to blame.